The science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM fields, have struggled with diversity for quite a while now. In 2011, whites and Asians made up 69% of the national workforce, but they make up more than 80% of the STEM workforce. Our next guest studied the diversity problem in STEM fields. She says part of the reason these industries struggle to attract more Black and Latino people in particular is because of how STEM careers are marketed to them as students. Ebony McGee is an associate professor of diversity and STEM education at Vanderbilt University. Ebony, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about trying to get more students, including students of color, into STEM fields. Is the normal pitch to those students, hey, you're going to make lots of money?
Yes. So the normal pitch is you're going to make lots of money, or you're going to protect us from China, or you're going to help us maintain our superpower status. And that message isn't really resonating with students of color who don't want to build bombs. They want to build communities and really impact the lives of others.
Right. We're really treading water, aren't we, when it comes to people of color going into the science and technology fields. We're not moving the needle at all lately.
Well, actually, in terms of interest, there's high levels of interest of students of color wanting to matriculate through STEM. Oftentimes, once they get into STEM, they don't see a real connection between wanting to make a difference in their communities and the STEM technologies or the way that STEM curriculum is currently marketed, which is kind of away from social justice or away from community building and really all about technology for technological purposes and not for purposes of social justice.
And that's where your research comes in. You interviewed 38 different students and asked them about their life stories. What motivates them to go into these fields, the science, technology, engineering, and math?
So we did find some traditional means of going into STEM, like to make money, but it was often even couched to make money so I can support my family who is struggling financially. So even in the auspice of those really traditional motivations, we found a sense of empathy towards family uplift. But we also saw folks really wanting to do STEM to do things like market the injustices of police cameras in their communities and use the technology that they've learned in order to talk about the ways in which their communities were surveillance, or to build technologies for autistic youth, or to do something that was much more community-centered, much more holistic in nature than we often think about what STEMers actually want to go into in terms of their career trajectories.
Can you tell us a little bit about the backgrounds of the students you talked to?
So the background was these were students who were at predominantly white institutions, also HBCUs. We even had a couple of Latinx students from Hispanic-serving institutions. So it was across the board in terms of whether they had AP advanced courses or not. We all found an overwhelming thread of them wanting to embark in equity-oriented STEM pursuits.
And did experiencing any kind of racism or inequality in their lives inform how some of these high-achieving STEM students see their career paths?
Yes, many of the students, particularly who wanted to kind of give back in a mentorship way, whether that either being becoming a professor or starting a mentoring program or some tutorial programming, really wanted to do that. So students of color who were coming up through the STEM pipeline didn't experience the same racism and sexism that they experience while matriculating through their programming. So, yes, a direct correlation.
We're talking to Ebony McGee from Vanderbilt University, looking at what motivates students of color to go into the STEM field, science, technology, engineering, and math, and how those programs could better pitch themselves to those students. So, Ebony, what I'm hearing and reading in your research is it isn't just the gosh wow of the science and technology itself. It's how can I use this, if I'm understanding the students you talked to correctly, to benefit my community or a community? How can I use these tools to solve problems for people? Is that right?
That's correct. But I do want to say that they are very passionate about the STEM itself, but they see it being intersectional with being able to do good in the world. So either in their communities or in the larger global community, or to have some purpose. Many students said that they don't want to have a legacy saying, I built some superpowered technological product that didn't help society. They would rather have a legacy that was more universal in terms of being providing an equitable stance in the environment.
So for, say, an academic institution that wants to promote STEM for students of color, what could they look at your research and take and put into action to help bring in the students and keep them and motivate them?
Well, I think that there's faculty across the country who are doing really innovative things with STEM technologies and incorporating a more equity ethic-based methodology to the ways in which they do STEM. So I think gaining more faculty like that would really kind of increase interest and retention of students who want to do STEM in a sort of non-traditional social justice type of way. I also think a focus on recruiting Black and Latinx faculty in particular. We find that those faculty are often doing the kind of work that the students want to do just byproduct of their own background. So having those faculty there, you kind of kill two birds with one stone.
And you use that phrase, the equity ethic. What does that mean?
So an equity ethic, we talk about really just having a concern for helping others, and that concern emanates within their career trajectories, their personal trajectories, and really feeling as though they have kind of a disconnect with the way STEM is currently being marketed and their want and ability to contribute to their society.
I think a lot of people fall in love with these fields, at least some people that I've talked to, at a very early age. How can we take these ideas and make sure, you know, in K through 12 education, that this way of thinking about science and technology education is happening as early as possible?
Yeah, I think we can incorporate some of the things that I'm talking about on the college curriculum. They can certainly be incorporated into K-12. And we do that. We do a good job of that when we think about biomedical careers. So students learn from a very early age to become a doctor means that I have to have empathy, I have to care about people, you know, I have to be somewhat altruistic. We can do these things when we're talking about building power products or environmental engineering. So we can make those marketing campaigns happen similarly to how we're doing in the biomedical field if we just take the time to understand that these are the factors that really matter to many students, not just students of color.
That's interesting. It's kind of a marketing issue, because if I wanted to capture a stock photo of a scientist, I guess I'd have somebody looking at a test tube or through a microscope or something like that. It sounds like marketing, creating more images and even role models of people putting their science and technology into action.
Right, exactly. Like, there's organizations like Borders, I'm probably not saying it right, Engineering Without Borders, you know, and they're doing a lot of advocacy work. So we have people in STEM who are currently doing this work, but what we see on TV is the Microsoft or the Googles, and, you know, we don't really see a direct connection to being altruistic or having empathy. And I think that those other types of STEMmers who are actually doing the work needs to be more marketed and promoted.
What do we lose as a society if we're missing out on all these potential scientists and technologists and engineers and mathematicians if we aren't bringing the people of color into the fields?
Yeah, I think this is an excellent question. So the 38 students that we interviewed, all of them are considered high achieving, but over half of them are considering going outside of STEM because they can't reconcile the conflict between wanting to serve their society and wanting to do STEM in the way that it's been traditionally marketed to them. So I think we could be losing out on, let's say, flying around in cars, because in order to do that, you need the diversity of thought, the diversity of background, the diversity of talent in order to create diversity in technology and innovation. So I think we could be losing out on decades of innovation by not including up to 50% of the population who doesn't happen to be white and some Asian groups.
And I want to talk before we wrap up about role models. I've heard a story from Neil deGrasse Tyson saying early in his career, people tried to talk him into going into law or civil rights because he was a genius. He could have made a difference. And he ultimately decided he could be a really positive influence by being this African-American man now on TV screens and magazines all over the country talking about science. How important are role models?
Role models and mentors are crucial. I mean, even the students of color in this study talk about even just walking down the hallway and seeing a person of color, even if they don't actually speak, is like a breath of relief in those spaces where it's mostly white and mostly Asian, and they don't get opportunities to see themselves, you know, particularly in the faculty members. So having role models and mentors or even people in the building, you know, seems to be such a big source of healing for these students who are often experiencing a lot of racialized trauma as a result of the way STEM departments are, the way the environment of STEM departments are.
We'll leave it there for now. Ebony, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Ebony McGee is an associate professor of diversity and STEM education at Vanderbilt University. She joined us to talk about what motivates students of color pursuing STEM careers.